All right, what's going on in Nepakiak right now? What have you been doing?
I'm in Nepakiak. The field transfer at the Nepakiak school is happening as we speak. The fuel started being transferred yesterday afternoon, Thursday afternoon. It's continued through today. They're pumping 1,700 gallons per hour out of the old tanks and into the new tanks. They have 36,000 gallons of fuel to pump out, which will take about 21 hours to do in total. The Coast Guard gave the Lower Kuskokwim School District 2 weeks to complete this project. The deadline was today at midnight. The U.S. Coast Guard has given the Lower Kuskokwim School District a 24-hour extension to complete the project because they needed a few more hours. And instead of working through the night, they erred on the side of safety and caution and are giving them the extra 24 hours. It's expected to be finished tomorrow, probably in the afternoon. Currently, they have 3 fuel tanks at the new temporary site already installed. They are setting up a crane currently to pick up and lift the 4th fuel tank into the temporary site. And after that, they'll add 1 more tank for a total of 5 into there. Faulkner Walsh Constructions is a Bethel-based company. They're the contractors on the job. Once they finish transferring the fuel tomorrow out of the old tanks and into the new tanks, they will then start taking down the old tanks, and they expect that to be done early next week. They'll take those old tanks to Bethel, where they'll be stored at the old Kilbuck site on 5th Avenue. That's where the old Kilbuck school burned in 2015, and they'll store them there until more is known what to be done about them. There's been beautiful weather for the project. They had 2 weeks to complete the job. Faulkner Walsh had a total of, I think, about 9 days to get it done once their bid was accepted for the project. It's been sunny. There's been very little rain, light showers, and that's given them a lot of time to be able to get this project done on time.
What has the atmosphere been like while you've been in Nepakiak?
I've been able to talk with a few community members, and the community members I've spoken with have said that the community's been concerned about this for a long time, and they wish that action was taken sooner, but they are happy that action is being taken now. I spoke with the U.S. Coast Guard, who says that it's been a smooth process in terms of communicating with the Lower Kuskokwim School District. And then with the Lower Kuskokwim School District, they said that, you know, they had to move faster than they had initially planned, but they've been able to get it done by the deadline.
Well, thank you, Anna Rose MacArthur. We appreciate the update from Nepakiak, and we will hopefully see a bigger update coming out soon from your visit.
All right. Thanks, Christy.